The less I talk about Chiefs, the better.
Yeah, it's too much, man, for the Chiefs.
They can win the Champions League.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. The DStv Premiership took a break this past weekend to allow the Nedbank Cup and CAF Champions League to take center stage. After some issues with venues and travel restrictions, Kaizer Chiefs finally got to play their opening CAF group stage fixture against Wydad, but were left licking their wounds as the Moroccan Giants thrashed Amakhosi 4-0. After the match, we asked you all if Chiefs can handle the continental competition this season as their winless run continues. On the other hand, Sundowns took on Belouizdad in their group stage fixture, defeating the Algerian side 5-1 after an early red card. We asked you all if Masanda wanna have what it takes to go the distance and win the competition like they did 5 years ago. You responded with Facebook comments on our match reports and voice notes in response to our question, and as usual, you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Kaizer Chiefs' winless run continued as they were beaten 4-0 in their group stage fixture against Wydad. The Soweto Giants haven't won a match since they beat TTM 3-0 back in January. After their latest fixture, we asked you if Amakhosi can handle competing in the competition, seeing as their domestic form is also suffering. Here's what you had to say.
Coming to Chiefs' side, yeah, I care if it's too much for Chiefs. Checking Amakhosi problems with Chiefs now because they can't sign players. And yeah, it's too much, man, for Chiefs. Chiefs Valley is under pressure at this moment. So they can't make it with CAF. CAF, it make it worse in terms of performance. Because you can see good DStv Premiership, so CAF, it's too much for one.
The Chiefs, I think, in 2 years, they're just representing the country by Zumteto, what by the Italian, to CAF. I'm a team of an hour, a group player. They are very strong. And I knew this is going to be a good match. But I'm going to be able to prepare for next season. I'm going to be able to play with the CAF. I'm going to be able to play with CAF. But I'm a team of an hour, and play group, you are strong.
Coming to Chiefs, the less I talk about Chiefs, the better. Because there is nothing that is going to happen this season that will make Chiefs perform. Even if we can give them 5 days to prepare, they will not win. Even if we give them 10 days to prepare, they will not win. The problems at Chiefs are bigger than technical team, are bigger than players, are bigger than management, are bigger than supporters themselves. There are too many problems in that team because those players are just playing for the sake of playing. When you take them to swimming pool, oh, they perform. You will see them performing in the swimming pool. But come to the field, there is dololo, no football. And we continue costing ourselves these games. Our own errors are the ones that are costing the Chiefs. All these games that the waited scored, it was Chiefs' errors at the back. All those crosses, Chiefs' errors. Ukun and a backline yake doing errors. All the goals. Kune backline errors. Kune backline. Kune backline. Are we gonna cry with the same mistakes until end of the season? Oh, Ukaiza must step in now. Take decision. Gavin Hunt, put all those kesa at the bench. Or take them to multi-choice. Then take those multi-choice boys, play them on the first nation, on the first team. Finish and clear. So these guys are just there to sleep, eat. Musenko, they are number one in terms of Musenko.
As usual, as we posted our match reports, you guys were fired up on our Facebook comments. Zandisile Singoto said they shouldn't play in the competition and instead should focus on the DStv Premiership only. Vincent Mulaudzi said this team is an embarrassment to the country. Talk about harsh criticism there from Vincent. Ali Mshubani said whatever is going on behind closed doors at Kaizer Chiefs is big. We might not know what is going on, but it is big. I'm sensing a lot of tension in that camp myself. Luazi Mapumulo said, honestly speaking, Kaizer Chiefs was never going to beat Wydad Casablanca with these kinds of players and the chaos in their management. And I think that that's a fair assessment considering Wydad is quite the opponent when it comes to continental competition as well. Sundowns, meanwhile, took advantage of their extra man in a 5-1 away victory over Belouizdad, with Zwane, Shalulile, Erasmus and Mabu all finding the back of the net. After the match, we asked you all if Downs could win it all, and here's what you had to say.
Yes, Sundowns do have a chance to win the Champions League. The way they are playing now, if they can maintain their standard of playing and the performance that they are doing, they can win the Champions League. I saw even in the weekend game, the touches was excellent. It was very, very, very good, really. So if they can maintain their performance, they can win the Champions League again this year.
No, Sundowns in the league along, it's convincing. Bazo it has a Champions League because those guys by a quarter straight and they play as a team. You can see unity, team spirit is there, everything is there.
I think it's Sundowns, you know. Yeah, who Kev is a figure who quarter final to final. But what we are talking about, Bazo it has a lentory. You must remember Bazali League, Nama Cup, Napa, and any Bazo Enza. Bazo ba Nama injuries and Nefatigno Kachana. And you have a better talent to Kev.
You know, Sundowns. They've got all the quality players. They can win any game that you can give them. They've got all the players. It's up to Sundowns not to win the Champions League. It's up to Sundowns. They themselves, if they want to win this CAF Champions League, they will win it. But anything is possible in football. Anything is possible. It also depends on who wants it most on the day. You can have all the quality players on the day, but if the quality players are not producing what we call it quality football on the field, you cannot win the game. So if the Sundowns team can have the right mentality going forward, then they can win this Champions League. And my wish was to see them playing on the final with the same coach who won them the Champions League, Upizo. I would love to see that happening. Seeing a South African team versus the South African coach in the final. That was going to be lovely. That's my prayer. And I will continue praying for that to happen. I want to see something.
And in response to our match report on Facebook, Livu Nemukula said, "This was just a practice match for the mighty Sundowns." Clara Ngakoana said, "What a beautiful game. The boys did as we predicted." And lastly, Razak Ntembo said, "South Africa is well represented. One team has won by 5-1, while another has lost 4-0. Perfectly balanced as all things should be, Razak." And that's all for your Facebook comments. The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and graphics are provided by Nino Segalen. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.